In the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, the very, very last piece in Parshas Dvarim, Avodas Yisrael was written by the Koshnitz Magid. So the Koshnitz Magid said that in Parshas Vaaschanan, which is always the Shabbos, right after Tisha B'Av, we have the Parsha of the Aseres HaDibros. And he said it's not a coincidence. The reason that we read the Aseres HaDibros on the Shabbos immediately following Tisha B'Av is because Tisha B'Av is Aser B'Talmud Torah. And being that Tisha B'Av is Aser B'Talmud Torah, so on Tisha B'Av, Klal Yisrael as a nation are Heferu Torah Secha. On some level, they're Mevatel the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And being that Klal Yisrael as a nation is Mevatel the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they have to be Mechazik and they have to be Mekabel Torah all over again. So the reason we learn the Aseres HaDibros Parshas Vaaschanan, which is Shabbos Nachamu, which is always the Shabbos that immediately follows Tisha B'Av, it's because we need to be Mekabel Torah again. Because there was a Rifyan, it was a Feiru Torah Sech on Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is also B'Talmud Torah. And being that Tisha B'Av is also B'Talmud Torah, we need to be Mechazik. And the way we're Mechazik is by being Mekabel Torah again. When are we Mekabel Torah again? By the Aseres HaDibros. So this is a vertel that's brought down in the Sefer Avodas Yisrael from the Holy Koshnitz Magid. But I think there's a little bit of an oimek here. And that is, it's Yodua, the Achroinim Kler, whether on Tisha B'Av there's a mitzvah to learn Torah, or there's no mitzvah to learn Torah. So Tisha B'Av, you're only allowed to learn certain portions of the Torah, the quote-unquote Dvarim HaMutar. And the reason is because the Pasuk says, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chilev. And on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to be besimcha. You have to be bavelis. And if you're going to be able to learn cheskas habatim, it's going to bring you lidei simcha. And it's something you're not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. So it's for that reason to sit down and harav and learning on Tisha B'Av is not okay. Stating that, there's certain dvarim amutarim. These are depressing parts of the Torah, Sefer Iyov, Sefer Yirmiyahu, the sugis of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, sugis of Perik Chelek. There's different gemaras and portions of Tanakh that are scattered, that one is allowed to learn. It's because Chazal said that this Torah is not going to bring you Lidei Simcha. To the contrary, this Torah is going to bring you Lidei Atzves. It's not included in the Pekudei Hashem that are Yisharim Esam Chilev, and it's for that reason this you're allowed to learn. So the Achroinim Kler, on Tisha B'Av, where you're only allowed to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim, is the Pshat that Avada you have a Chiv to learn Torah, albeit those Dvarim HaMutarim. Or maybe on Tisha B'Av, being that you're only allowed to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim, you don't even have a chiyuv to learn the Dvarim HaMutarim. And the whole gedder of the Dvarim HaMutarim is a heter that you're allowed to learn them if you want to. But the chiyuv of the higisa b'yom v'layla, the shinantam levanecha, that governs every minute of every fiber of our life, that's something that maybe is not noyig on Tisha B'Av. So we once spoke out, this wasn't Masechtas Tainis Taf Lamed, from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Rucham Olshin Shlita, in his Yirech Lamayadim. He has a beautiful, beautiful maimer on this Chakira, and he says that at first glance, it would seem to be a Shaila in the Rishonim. And the Makartu is a Ritva in Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Chafei Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there says, an ovel is obligated to observe all the mitzvahs in the Torah, chutz min tefillin, with the exception of tefillin, sharei nema behen pe'er. Tefillin is a pe'er, and an ovel can't put on tefillin, which is a pe'er. But ovel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs amuris b'tayr. This is in contrast to an oinein, right? But an ovel, he's chayiv in all 613 mitzvahs. The only one he's not chayiv in is tefillin. Freik the Ritva, is that true? Everyone knows that an ovel is also b'talmud Torah. So if an ovel is also b'talmud Torah, freik the Ritva, how could Rav say ovel chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs amuris b'tayr, chutz min tefillin, which is mashmi's chayiv in talmud Torah? An ovel is potter from the mitzvah of talmud Torah. So the Ritva says two terus. And the first teretz, the Ritva says that it's true, a novel really is potter from Talmud Torah. Rav said, Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs amuris b'tayr chutz min ha-tfilin, which sounds like he's chai in Talmud Torah. So, the Ritva, Motzinu, we find that sometimes an amira or a tana will give a klal, and he'll say chutz from one thing, but really he means chutz from other things as well. So, you find that tana v'shayir, even where he says chutz, but avada gavis, Rav knows what everybody knows, and that is that an ovel is potter from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Inami says the Ritva, it could be really an ovel is chayiv in Talmud Torah. an Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. Zakhter, it's true. He can't just sit down and learn Torah. But a Chiyuv Talmud Torah he has. And he says, in fact, an Avil's Mekayim is Chiyuv Talmud Torah. Because an Avil davens, he says Krishma, and the Gemara says in Menachas Tzadik Tes that if somebody lays Krishma Shal Shachris and Krishma Shal Arvis, he's Mekayim is Mitzvah V'Yigisa B'Yom V'Layla. Now the Gemara says, Asa L'Oimrei B'Fnei Ha'aretz. We'll keep this between ourselves, but it is a Mefurish Gemara. So Zokti Ritva, no, it's not true. An Avil really is Chayv in Talmud Torah. So said Rabbi Yeruchim, it's Mefurish in this Ritva that the Ritva had this suffix. He's clearing these two tzadim. An Avil, who is like we all are on Tisha B'Av, is he Chayv in Talmud Torah or is he Potter in Talmud Torah? In the first Teretz, the Ritva says that an Avil is Potter in Talmud Torah. Ay, Avil Chayv b'chol ha-mitzvah z'amuris b'tayr chutz min ha-tfilin. Ton of a shayir, it's not chutz min ha-tfilin only, it's chutz min ha-tfilin and from Talmud Torah. In the second Teretz, no, an Avil really is Chayv in Talmud Torah. And Fakir is Mekayimeh with the mitzvah of Kriyishma. And what we say, Avil Chayv b'chol ha-mitzvah z'amuris b'tayr means included Talmud Torah. Avil ha-mais state on the Ritva, this Shaila, an Avil who can only learn certain things. He can only learn Dvarim Amutarim. Does he have a chiyav and a mitzvah to learn those Dvarim Amutarim? Or does he not have a chiyav, does he not have a mitzvah to learn those Dvarim Amutarim? Whatever the halacha would be by an Avil, l'churu would be the halacha for Klal Yisrael that are available on Tisha B'Av. So l'churu said Rabbi Yeruchim, this chakira from the G'dayli Achrayinim would seem to be the two terutzim in the Ritva Mesach the Sukkah Daf Chafem and Aleph. Rabbi Yeruchim was Mitzayim also, the Shibali Alekid, who brings from the Ga'onim, that the Ga'onim said you shouldn't say Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, you don't say Birchas HaTorah. But then the Shibali Alekid says that Andro and Noig, that you do say Birchas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. What's the Shaila? Yet? Birchas HaTorah, not Birchas HaTorah. So this really goes to the core of all the Birchas HaTorah raid. But simply put, maybe it's this Shaila. If there's a Chiyuv to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av, however, you could only be Mekayim it through the Dvar Mamutarim, so then it would make sense that you should say Birchas HaTorah. If, however, there's no Chiyuv to learn Torah, so if there's no Chiyuv to learn Torah, you're not Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah. If you're not Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah, so then Memela, you wouldn't say Birchas HaTorah either. But the question is, what's Pshat in the Tzad that there's no Chiyuv Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? Now, even a bigger kasha is, how could the Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, make a takana that you shouldn't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av if midday Raisa, you're for sure obligated to learn Torah? That's a different question for another day. But what would be even the pshat? What would be the svara? What would be the lumdis of that sad that there should be no chi of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av? It's a geshmak, it's sad. But if you think about it for a second, it doesn't sound like the accurate tzad. L'chura, on Tisha B'Av, like every day, there should be a mitzvah to learn Torah. Grada, there's certain things you could learn, there's certain things you can't learn. But, hey, yois, you could learn certain things, Dvarim Amutarim, so why shouldn't you have a chiyav al kapanim to go ahead and learn those Dvarim Amutarim? So the Reshiva said that B'mus Chorishin, maybe you could say that being that on Tisha B'Av, you could learn, but you could only learn Bikiyastig, you could learn Shitchiyastig, you can't learn Bi'iyan. Maybe, to the extent that you can't learn Bi'iyan, that somehow takes away from the Chiyuv Talmud Torah. Meaning, the only time there's a Chiyuv and a mitzvah to learn Torah is when you can learn Bi'iyan. But if you can't learn Bi'iyan, not. Abba said, Rabbi Yeruchim, that's not Pasha L'Halacha. There is such a Mekar that maybe an Avil and a Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn Bi'iyan, but under a hold, you are allowed to learn Bi'iyan. We once spoke out from Rabbi Chaim Brisker that they asked Rabbi Chaim if you're allowed to learn Bi'iyan on Tisha B'Av. So he says, what's the other side? You should learn and not know what you're learning. If Chazal said you can learn, obviously you're allowed to understand what you're learning. And learning Bi'iyan just means Oymek Avona and trying to understand what it is that you're learning. What's the other side? Of course you can learn Bi'iyan. So if you hold that you can't learn Bi'iyan, so then you could turn this into a Shetiu Amelim Batera Shmuz, and you can make this into an Ian Shmuz. You see, on Tisha B'Av, where you can't learn Bi'iyan, there's no mitzvah to learn Talmud Torah. The problem is, it's not necessarily factually correct. There is such a Yesh Oymrim. But on the tzad that you are allowed to learn Bi'iyan on Tisha B'Av as well, so the Reshiva said a Dover Nifla, and that is based on Dvarim Hayaduim from the Egle Tal, and really it comes from the Rishonim, from Rabbeinu Avram ben Ahar. And that is, the Egle Tal in his Akdama brings, that Shamati, I heard people that say, that if a person learns Torah, and he has a Tainug, he has a Geshmak, he's Besimcha, when he learns Torah, Ein Zeh Limud HaTorah Kol Kach L'Shma, K'mayim Hoyo Loime B'Pshitos, She'ein Loime Alimud Shun Tainug. That Egle Tal said that he heard, there's rumors, there are people that claim that if a person learns Torah, and he has a geschmack in his learning. It's a chesaron in the madrega of Torah Lishma. Says the Eglei Tal, ube'emez et tos meforsim. He says that shita is a tos meforsim. It's a bakante tos, meaning it's a well-known shita, but it's a well-known mistake. V'ader Rabba says the Eglei Tal, ki zehi ikr mitzvahs limana Torah, liyoy sos v'sameach u'mesanik b'limudai. The ikr mitzvah of limana Torah is to be besimcha with your learning. V'oz divrei Torah nevlam b'damai, and fakir, that's the ikr way that you're supposed to learn. Because when a person learns Torah and he's nene from his Torah, who nasa dovak la Torah, he becomes part of the Torah and he's mayrich ki yodua on this inyan. We mentioned that really this comes from the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Avram Nahari was a Talmud of Rashi, and in Mesechtes Nedarim Daf Mem Chesamar Aleph, he's discussing whether you say mitzvah slav lehonis nitnu by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah or not. And he has a raya that you don't. And he says, I don't understand. If mitzvah slav lehonis nitnu, why shouldn't Talmud Torah be different? Says Rabbeinu Avram Nahari, just to read one excerpt. V'lav kushihi. D'lei shayich time the mitzvah slav lehonis, ela b'mitzvah, shehi tluya b'maisa. Shekisha adam oisa oisa, ena mischavin l'dvar hana, shehine oisa, here's the punchline. Sheikur mitzvasa hiya anova tainik, b'mashemasig umevin b'limudai, etc., etc. It's mevur and Rabbeinu Avram and Ahar. And then Davni Nezer and Zakhtoma to Eglei Tal. That hana and simcha when you learn is not like a fringe benefit. Fakared, it's the part and parcel of the ikur mitzvah. Sheikur mitzvasa hiya anova tainik. That's the ikur mitzvah. Part of the mitzvah is to be misameach with the Torah that you're learning. Meaning the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. That's not just to learn. That's an inaccurate definition of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to learn and to be misaneg and to have hana and to have simcha from the Torah that you're learning. So said the Rosh Yeshiva, Yesh Loimar, that on Tisha B'Av, an oval, being that he can't learn Torah, that's going to be Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev Kum Tois. For him, it's impossible to be Mekayim the Mitzvah in the way you're supposed to be Mekayim it. She'ikum Mitzvah Se'iyah Nova Tainik. You can't come to that from learning the Dvarim Amutarim. That you get when you're learning the Pekudei Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev. And being that an oval and a Tisha B'Av, we all can't come to that. Memeil, there can't be a Chiev to learn Torah. Because the Chiev and the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn. Just to learn, you can learn Kamsa bar Kamsa. Oh, but the mitzvah is to be sos v'sameach, lisaneg u lisanois, and that's not something you can get from the Dvar Mamutarim. And if that's the case, it's ikr chaser from the tzuris giyam mitzvah. So there can't be a chiyuv to do a mitzvah that it's impossible for you to do. If you can't be mekayim the mitzvah v'shleim musa, how could there be a chiyuv to go ahead and do it? And that's the pshat and that sign of the Ritva in the Shitas HaGaonim that hold that there's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av. There's no mitzvah of Talmud Torah for an avol, being that he can't be mekayim the mitzvah v'shleim musa. So this is Ray that we once spoke out. This is a little bit of Chazara and Kamuvin Davar Be'itoy. But Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, I found in the new Megadim Chadashim on Mesechtes Tainus. And this is in the Sugyas at the end of Mesechtes Tainus on Daf Lamed, that Rav David Yoel Weishlita was Mechavin to Rav Shiva Rav Yeruchim. And he adds a few beautiful Oisafas. So it's Mavur from this Shtikl Torah that really there's two dinim in Torah. This Torah that leads a person Lidei Simcha, and then this Torah that doesn't lead a person Lidei Simcha. There's the Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Esam Chilev, and then there's the Dvarim Hamutarim. V'loi roi zek roi zek ad kidei kach, that we're saying, the Rosh Hashiva saying, that the mitzvah, that's Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Esam Chilev, that type of Torah is shayich to the mitzvah of Yigisa Bayoyim of Alayla. But the Dvarim Hamutarim, which are not shayich for that, that's not shayich to Yigisa Bayoyim of Alayla. So Rav David Yoel Weiss, he built on this. And he shtelt to a few classic Mar Mekoymas, Kedarka Bakoydish. The first is a clay yokar in Parshas Toldos. So everyone knows that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov. He wanted to take revenge for the fact that he stole the brachas. Pasuk says, Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov, ala bracha asher berchoy aviv. Vayoyme Esav aliboy, Esav said in his heart, Yikrivu yemei evil avi, Vahargas Yaakov Avi. I'm going to wait until you may Eval Avi. I'm going to wait for my father to die. And when my father dies, then I'm going to go and I'm going to kill my brother Yaakov. So Esav said, I want to kill Yaakov, but I'm not going to kill him yet. I'm going to wait until my father dies. Why did he want to wait until his father dies? Supposedly, the reason is because he didn't want to be Mitzayir's father. Esav was a Mitzuyan in Kibbutz Avim, and he didn't want to cause his father any pain. But the Kliyakra says a different shot. The Kliyakra says, quote, Tola hadover b'mei evil. Esav said that I'm going to wait until you may evil of it. You know why? L'fisha avol asr lasik b'teira. Because an avol is not allowed to learn Teira. B'pikud Hashem yishar mesam chilev. Because Teira brings a person l'day simcha. V'yitzchak amar, and Esav knew that Yitzchak said, v'hoye kasha torid, da'ayinu b'zman shala yasku b'teira ufarakta ula. He knew that Yaakov's koyach is akol kol Yaakov. And if Yaakov puts down the Gemara, if he stops learning, it makes Yaakov vulnerable. V'imkein be'evloi, when he's in avil v'adal yasik b'teira. Yaakov is not going to be learning Torah. And if that's the case, he's not going to have anything to protect him. So then, Aharga Esochi said, Esav, I'm going to kill my brother. Says the Kliyakar. The reason that Esav said, Yikrivu Yimei Evalavi Vahargas Yaakov Achi, is because he knew that's when Yaakov is vulnerable. Because then he's not going to be learning, and because he's not going to be learning, he's not going to have the Shmira from the Torah, and if he's not going to have the Shmira from the Torah, he's going to be vulnerable. Says the Kliyakar. This is why Chazal said that an oval needs shmira. Because he doesn't have the Torah that protects him. You want to know why Esav waited till you may Eva Lavi? It's not because of Kibbutz Av. The reason is because he knew that's when Yaakov was vulnerable. Because then he's not going to have the shmira of the Torah. What's Pash Pshan in the Kliyakar? Yaakov Avinu is not going to learn Torah when he's in Avelis. Of course he's going to learn Torah. He's going to learn Ve'ilu Megalchen. He's going to learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Avadi, he's going to be sitting and learning Torah. So you'll tell me, he'll be learning, doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? Under Rishayim, of course he has the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He won't learn Be'in. Under a hold, he could learn Be'in. So what's Pashup Shat? Zokta, the Teretz is, it's Muchach from here, that although Yaakov's going to be able to learn Torah, but he's not going to be able to learn Torah B'Simcha. And because he's not going to be able to learn Torah B'Simcha, if you can't learn Torah, and it, Besimcha, so felt in the Pekudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chelev, you don't have the Shmir of the Torah. Torah protects, but it protects when it's Besimcha. When you're learning B'Toychano, M'Toych Tainog, the Pekudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chelev, the Torah, that's the Torah, that's a Shmira. But if a person learns Dvar Mamutarim and he's Ongezetz, that Torah doesn't protect. It's not the Heftz of Torah that protects. It's the Torah that's Mesam Chelev that protects. And that's the Kliyoko. Yikuvi Me'eva Lavi, he won't be able to learn Torah Besimcha. Oh, he's not going to be able to learn Torah B'Simcha. That's when I'm going to go after him. He brings another Maram Malkin. And that is, we know Chazal say that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lo yehoye mispalel elo mishana l'shana. So he brings from the Kadmoinim that were Medayik that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to daven once a year. He just davened mishana l'shana. It doesn't say he never davened. Lo yehoye mispalel elo mishana l'shana. One day a year he did. But only one day a year. So which day in the year did Rav Shimon Bar Yochai daven? So he brings from the Sefer HaEshel that said, you want to know which day he davened? He davened on Tisha B'Av. He says, you know why he davened on Tisha B'Av? Because on Tisha B'Av, you're asked the Talmud Torah. And being that you're asked the Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av, that was the day that he davened. Frank to David Yoy Weiss, not asked the Talmud Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai could have sat down and he could have learned the Sugi of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Why are you saying that he's asked the Talmud Torah? The Torah says, Avadim can learn in Torah. Oh, but this Torah that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held was Doichet Tfilah, that's the Pekudei Hashem Yashar Mesam Chilev. That's the Torah that brings a person to day Simcha. That level of Torah, yeah. But to learn Torah, that's not going to be Mesam Chilev. Even if it's a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and even if you're learning it pe'in, it doesn't matter. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai held that if I can't be mekayim that heftz of Torah of Pekudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chelev Oy Bazoy, then I'm gonna daven. And that was the one day a year. That was the Mishana L'Shana that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai used to daven. He goes weiter. He says that we know that in Uval Tzion, so on Tisha B'Av we skip the pasuk Vanizois Berisi, right? Lo Yamushum Bipicha Bipizarach Bizarach Adoylam. Why don't we say it? So it's brought down in the Torah in Simon Tovkuf Nun Tes the Fisha Betalim by Mitalmud Torah. That being that we're Betalim Mitalmud Torah, so you can't acknowledge the Bris of Torah. You know why you can't acknowledge the Bris of Torah? Because we're Betalim from Talmud Torah. Are we betalim from Talmud Torah? You're allowed to learn the Dvarim Amutarim. So if you're allowed to learn the Dvarim Amutarim, why can't you say the Vanizois Parisi? The Teretz says that the Vanizois Parisi of Torah is the Torah that's Masam Chelev. But if it's not the Torah that's Masam Chelev, then it's Chosin the Vanizois Parisi. Abal Koponim, it's Mavu Amor de Gazach. On Tishabav, we're betalim from Torah. But it's a little bit of a misnomer. Because you could be a masmid nifl on Tisha B'Av, and you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, like Asach Rishonim, and you can even learn it as Be'in. So what don't you have? What are you being mevatel? What's the heferu Torah Secha? It's not nishlein, or it's not learning besimcha, and it's not enjoying, and it's not appreciating, and not tapping in to the tainik of being able to learn Torah. If that's the case, the Kajan Samagid said that Parshas Vaschanon, which is the Parsha of Tisha B'Av, and it's the Kriyas HaTorah that always follows Tisha B'Av. We read the Aseres HaDibros. Why do we read the Aseres HaDibros? The reason we read the Aseres HaDibros is because we have to be mechazik in Torah. You know why we have to be mechazik in Torah? Because on Tisha B'Av we weren't learning. And because we weren't learning, it was Heferu Torah Secha. And if it's Heferu Torah Secha, now we have to be mekabel. We have to renew our vows with the Torah. Imagine a whole nation goes a day without learning Torah. Medaf mechazik zayin. Abul Afi Anal, it's not so accurate. We were learning. Narvas, we weren't learning besimcha. We weren't learning with Hana and Tainig, because that's Aser on Tisha B'Av. And vice versa, not learning Basimcha and not learning B'Tainig, that's also a level of Eferu Torah Secha. And what we do on Parshas Vaschanon, when we read from the Aseres HaDibros, we're being mechazik, not be a masmid, not learn. Could be we learned the whole Tisha B'Av. Oh, but the simcha, the tainig, the geshmak, appreciate what this is. Appreciate what it means to learn Torah. And that's the area that we were made for, and that's the area that we have to go ahead and we have to be mechazik. And I think there's a little bit of an oimik. The oimik is the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph that everybody knows. But the Gemara says that the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Shalu, they went ahead and they asked the Chachamim, they asked the Nevi'im, and they wanted to know Amma of the Eretz, and nobody can figure it out. At Shapirshu Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoi, Dechsiv Ayomer Hashem Al Ozva Mes Teirasi. And what does it mean? Al Ozva Mes Teirasi Shloi Baruch Hu Ba'Teir Tchilo. Everyone knows the Ran brings Rabbeinu Yoina Al Atar Nedarim Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Rabbeinu Yoina said that it doesn't say that they didn't learn Torah. Faket, it says Shloi Baruch Hu Ba'Teir Tchilo. Vaistois, they were learning. They were learning. Klai Yisrael was learning Torah. But at the same time, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. You know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because they weren't making Birchas HaTorah. If they were learning Torah, why would they have not made Birchas HaTorah? Snezra Ben Yoin and his Nusach, different Rishonim and different Sfarim say it in their Nusach, because you make a bracha on something, it's a Birchas HaNenin, when it's Geshmak, when this is something that you believe is worthy of a bracha. That generation, they were Masmidim Gedoylim. Oh, but they were like Baruch HaTorah Tchila. And because they were like Baruch HaTorah Tchila, that was the reason, that was a cause for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Chazal say any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it means that had there been a Beis HaMikdash, it would have been destroyed. That means if we went through a Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, without a Beis HaMikdash, that means we still have to be mesaken the Sibois that caused Churban Beis HaMikdash. And one of those Sibois, Chazal said, Yishalei Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila. Not they didn't learn. They learned. But they didn't have a proper Chshivas. It wasn't Torah Lishma. It wasn't Torah B'Simcha. It wasn't an understanding of this is the most geshmaka thing in the world, like the Aruch Chaim says in all those different places, that if somebody would tap into the Masikas and the Arevas of Torah, he would chap that it has in it all the noise of the world. That's what was lacking. And that was a Siba for Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, how does this reconcile with Avodah Zarah Gilurayis Shvichas Damim? How does this reconcile with Sinas Chinam Lashon Hara? Hadvarim Atikin. This is not the time for that. But we know Chazal when Megalotas that one of the primary causes for Churban Beis HaMikdash was Shmoy Baruch HaTorah Tchila. They didn't have the Geshmak. That means if we go through a Tisha B'Av and the Beis HaMikdash is not here, it means we have to be Mechazik. Be Mechazik could be not even and learn more. But be'echos, appreciate what we're doing a little bit better. Appreciate that the Torah is the Dvar Hashem. Appreciate that when a person learns Torah in this world, it's be'salecha tancha oisach, be'shachbecha tishmar olecha, v'akitzoyse hitesichecha. Appreciate the ashrei misha balekan v'tamuda be'yodai, that for every minute of Torah you have here, every hasog in Torah you have here, that's how much hasogis you're going to have in the next world. It's to appreciate what the Rambam says, that a person that learns Torah is a different metzias, his shalom bias is different, his hanhogas are different, his midas are different, he sees the world different. It's to appreciate that the biggest arevas and mesikas in the world is through the Torah. This is something that if we go through a Tisha B'Av, it means we have to be mechazik, and that's exactly what we do. And that's what we do. We're not mechazik so much in having to learn more. That wasn't the problem. The problem was shalei baruch ha'Torah tchila. We learn on Tisha B'Av. But the problem is, we don't have the Pekudei Hashem Yeshar Mesam Chilev. So the Kodesh and Samagid said, there's an element of Eferu Teres Secha, and we're mechazik that Eferu Teres Secha, how? Through Aseres Hadibris. Yeah, it's gevaldik. We didn't learn for a day, now we're going to have Aseres Hadibris. But the oimik is that if this day came and went, Vaistos is a shrud, is a fundamental flaw. Not in even how much we're learning, but in how much we're appreciating what it is we're doing. And if we're not getting the Masikis, it means we have to try a little bit harder. We have to tap in more. Because Tamuru ki toiv Hashem. You have to taste it. And sometimes you have to uncover the clippers to get to the point where you're going to fully appreciate that Te'ima. But either way, that's this Indian of on Shabbos Nachamu. On Shabbos Nachamu. Reading the Aseres Hadibros. Remember when I was younger, I heard from a Baal Darshan. He said, why do you read the Aseres Hadibros and Parshas for Aschanon? He said, to go from Tisha B'Av to the Haftorah of Nachamu, you have to be Mekabel the Torah. You first have to have the Aseres Hadibros. That's this Indian that comes from the Kodesh Samagid, that when Mekabel Torah again through the Aseres Hadibros, right before the Nachamu Ami in the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas for Aschanon.